Under a mix of clouds and sunshine, temperatures have moved into the 30s across the north and into the lower and mid-40s for the capital region on south. Overall, we are near or just a bit above normal levels on this late autumn day. Additionally, we've had just a couple of very light showers roll through the region this afternoon, mainly to the north of I-90. By and large, those showers have dissipated. However, more precipitation is in the forecast for tonight. And that precipitation will be triggered by the advance of a warm front into the region. It will come in from the southwest. And for most of us, temperatures should be above freezing tonight, especially from the capital region on south. So there's a period of light rain or light showers or some drizzle or fog. But with temperatures above freezing, those areas should not experience any icing. It will be a different story, though, across the north country, where temperatures are expected to go below freezing. So when we see that light precipitation come in, there's a pretty good chance that we will have some slippery travel conditions. During the day tomorrow, that warm front will lift to the north. It is going to be a mainly cloudy day with a few spotty showers from time to time. But the big change is going to be on the thermometer, as temperatures move well into the 40s across the north country and into the lower and mid-50s from the capital region on south. That warm-up, though, will quickly come to an end tomorrow night into Friday as a cold front comes in from the northwest. That cold front will bring a period of rain Thursday night, and as cold air drains in behind that system, we will see a transition from rain to a wintry mix, especially north and west of Albany, as we work through tomorrow night into Friday morning. And then over the weekend, it turns windy and cold on Saturday, and we'll see another storm threat as we work through late Sunday into Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of drizzle, showers, or light freezing rain, areas of fog and freezing fog, low 28 to 32, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers or drizzle, high 45 to 50. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of drizzle, showers, or light freezing rain. Areas of fog and freezing fog, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers or drizzle, areas of fog, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, chance of showers or drizzle, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers or drizzle, areas of fog, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle, high around 50. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a wintry mix or rain likely, high in the 30s and 40s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the 30s, some 20s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.